then they have to raise money to go. I mean, it.
I don't agree with you. There's any cheap answers.
No.
And well, sometime when retirement was looking on the horizon, I was saying to him, "You're not alone, but you've got to be looking towards being on your own." Thinking rich, and I'm certainly not thinking rich now. So, I mean,
no, but quite apart from that, there's anybody that needs to aim to be self-sufficient, don't they?
I think that you've got to move in that direction rather than just maintaining the status quo. So, if it was a matter of bankrolling him out to wherever it was, or supplementing his own resources, okay, but the experience, and I mean the personal experience as well as the skills experience.
Yeah, but he's got to want to do it.
Right.
That's the crucial bit.
Absolutely. There is no possible way of shipping an unwilling young person out.
No, that's right. Because
Assuming there ever was.
even those that are definitely wanting to go and keen can get homesick fairly soon.
Oh, yeah. But if you look back to the days of the Raj, it was a, even when in my living memory, people were joining the armed services or the overseas don't know what you actually call them. The civil service overseas, I suppose, yeah. At a fairly humble level, and would either work their way up, or they drink themselves stupid, or they get mixed up with someone, or they would, But it was a recognized way of going, either join the services or the church, of course, was another one. But none of these traditional avenues exist.
No.
More and more and more people are looking for experience, they're looking for qualifications, they're looking for the sort of attributes which, aren't actually overflowing when you're unemployed and well out.
That's right.
Bailed out on two poly courses. So, we as I say, are very concerned about Christopher. That can't have done Jan any good.
No, that's right.
He really has this attitude which I But if you have actually born children, you are, in other words, a mother, you've got to have an attitude, not only to children in general, but to your children in particular, which is very, very difficult for a male to understand. And a non-father, it's going to be very, very difficult, because I personally don't have any children at all. And therefore, it is very, very difficult for me to even comprehend. But given that I can sympathize with something I do not comprehend, it must be immensely difficult for me.
Yeah. Yeah, so yes, that's right. That's no doubt about it.
And poor Jan is saying, what have I done? Should I have done? Could I have done?
Yeah.
And, you know, once you start into that scenario, you've got very, very little opportunity for anything, because all you can do is to say, what do we do now? Never mind what we could, should, or might have done then. What do we do now? Because the future is that way, and the past is history.
Yeah.
We can be influenced by history, we can learn from history, we can do all sorts of things about history, but as far as Christopher is concerned, what do we do now because of that? I just don't know. I just don't know.
No, that's right.
And the really distressing thing is, I think he is saying, depending on sponging off whatever, or however long. And now he is he's retiring on health grounds. You know, he really isn't going to be able to bankroll me.
You mean he's now talking about you, yeah.
Well, I mean,
thinking, yeah.
He's not stupid, Christopher. He's certainly not stupid. And he must have seen, I mean, you know, assuming he keeps his bank statements, I mean, I'm afraid we have one or two bank statements which show thousands of pounds that he's received from us over the last year. And, you know, he can't lie, because they've all gone through his bank account. You know, he must be thinking, good grief, you know, I haven't had a successful, happy year or so.
Yeah.
And it has represented volumes of money which the state can't, won't, or doesn't carry on with. So I think he's sitting there in Wolverhampton about this time, wondering what on earth he is.
I'm sure he must be.
And that is a very, very painful situation to be in. I just don't know what he's seeing his future. And maybe because Van Gogh was trick gear, you know, maybe because of the generation gap, maybe it's because of communication problems either between me and him, or young and old, or whatever. But, you know, he just doesn't seem to have anything to volunteer other than, oh well, I'll try and get a job, or oh well, I'll try and get some more qualifications, or whatever. So, yeah, that's sort of another bit in the train, which is...
Whereabouts is Lindsay in her training now?
Oh, she's... she is the brighter spark on the horizon, I suppose, you know. Makes me cough a bit, because when I came on the scene, he was the one academically everything, and she was the one who was academically rather disadvantaged, but she was, you know, not having greatest of success, but it was said that she wouldn't be able to be a student nurse because she wasn't bright enough. Anyhow, she clocked up the O levels and A levels like guy badges, and she went off on this pre-nursing course at South Knots, you know, and she was in and out of the Queen's on the course, and killed too many people, and, you know, spilled too much tea. And she thought, I don't know all the answers, but I have a rough idea about some of the questions. I want to be a nurse. And off she went to Walsall, and I'm not saying she's a brilliant student nurse, absolutely clear that she's better than some of her colleagues. And, that's negative, if you will, but it's fact.
Yeah.
And she's still enjoying it, which is great.
So what year is she? Third year, yeah.
Takes her finals this summer, and not only do I think that she'll probably be reasonably good with finals, I'm absolutely sure that her course reports from, you know, all the places where she's been will be better than most of the other candidates, you know, because she brings home these reports, you know, and she says it looks all right, you know. Beginning of the course, you know, lacking in this, or has not got that, or has not, you know, using grief. The end of the course, the lump, there's got the hang of, is very good, has done this, has done that, has supported this, has seen grief for that. It's lovely, you know. She didn't have the experience during the whatever. She has been given the experience and the end of it, brilliant.
Mm.
A, whatever it is, you know.
Mm.
And I would therefore think that if it's unlikely that she'll crash out on her exam. But if she did, I think she would pass out on her record, which is perhaps even more delightful than someone, you know, sitting down to an exam and doing reasonably well on it. So I think that one of the comforting things which I can see is that she has grown in self-confidence, not cockiness, self-confidence. She has learned, she has absorbed, infinitely digested a quantity, a considerable quantity of it. I think that she will be a reasonably useful nurse to have around. That's lovely.
Yeah.
You know, they can be a bit hard, they can be a bit bitter, they can drink a bit too much, they can be a bit promiscuous, they can be all sorts of rather iffy things, but I don't think Lindsay will. Jersey's daughter down the road. She passed out as a nurse from Queens a while ago. And you know what students are in general, nurses in particular. There was, you would expect, what hell of a party when the exam results were published. Maybe one came out of the coffee. Maybe. The party was when she got a job! As a nurse. And that is absolutely mind-blowing to me.
Yeah.
Because I can remember, and it's not that long ago for me to say, that if you qualified as a nurse, I think Janel probably tell even the same story to an extent, there was no problem about a job, you were a certified nurse, bang!
That's right. Well, I mean, that's not going back too far, either.
Well, it ain't now.
Mm.
And the situation is even in some of these nursing schools where they have taught you, and it is their letterhead that's on your pass out, they still aren't in a position to say, oh, well, there's a job, of course. Because you don't need to have passed out top, you know, to be guaranteed a job. There ain't no jobs. Guarantee it for no one. And I just don't know what you do. California and Saudi Arabia are two of the, you know, destinations that come to mind, but I don't know about that either. No, she doesn't.
What month does she take the exam?
Oh, I think it's July or June, July or August. It's summer. I think she maybe takes the exams in June and gets the results in July, and then we have 50 in August, and then we go off to North America in September, I think, you know. I can't quite remember the details.
You've got a holiday booked?
Yes, yes.
Good.
Well, we've been rather tempted by the West Coast. I personally want to see the Grand Canyon, and I'd like to see San Francisco. So the package which is being offered to the Boots Association, with whom we've been away several times, and we like it as a background, because you've got a rough idea, you know, the people you're going with. You know,
yeah.
There are very, very few who are chasing women or men. There are very, very few who are requiring to be prized out to the bar at 2 o'clock in the morning. There are very, very few who are interested in finding a gambling haunt or a, you know, television or film theatre or whatever. You know, by and large, there are a lot of people who chat to a waitress if they're a bloke, or chat to the whatever it is, they're girls, but in a friendly way, who will have a drink but will not be paralytically drunk. We may watch television or a, you know, film or theatre or something if it's appropriate, but won't get twitched if it isn't, you know. And by and large, all the people we've come across, and I came across before, have been very, very good company. And it is delightful to have the... Because have you been on a slide?
Yes, signpost holiday, yeah.
Mm. I think that getting away, you live in Nottingham, oh, fancy that, you know, you know where you're starting, you know, everyone either works for Boots, we used to work for Boots, and, you know, you've got a rough idea, You don't need to go into the, oh, fancy that, you know, all that range. So I think it's the middle of September. Either go to Los Angeles. I think we go to Los Angeles and fool around Hollywood and San Diego and places, and down to Tijuana to see a Tijuana taxi, and then away off to Las Vegas and Flagstaff. You know about this meteor crater and stuff. And apparently that's where you go to Flagstaff. You know. A meteor came, the meteor crater is there. And then Grand Canyon and Fresno. Go through Yosemite National Park to San Francisco. And spend 2 or 3 days there and then come back here. So we are thinking that we, like everybody else, it's not a good idea to put too much off too far into the future.
Oh no, no, you want to go.
I think so. And so friends of ours, he's got muscular dystrophy. And he's sort of in the same sort of mood. And so we said, yeah, we'll have a decrepit contingent. He and I will sit at the two girls who are relatively young and healthy. We'll go charging around and taking photographs and doing the tourist thing.
Yeah.
Sort of on the horizon. I don't know how we're going to do, but I think the answer probably is to take it a chunk of time on the basis that one isn't going to be able to charge around as violently, actively as some people will.
Yeah, yes, and that's, you must, because then you have the memories.
Exactly. Not only does no one want to take those away, no one can take them away.
Quite.
I think that's right, you know, and what I'm saying to myself is, okay, you know, maybe it will be tiring, I'm sure it will. Maybe it will be expensive, like take a taxi because can't walk. Okay, that's the way it is.
And, yeah.
We'll, I think, be okay, provided we don't add excessively energetic and too stupid. Get too hot in the bath or something. That's not a very good thing to do. Or crash up with flu or something. But goodness sake, anyone can crash up. I mean, you could be a president of the United States having a
exactly.
in Japan and you can crash up. But,
yeah.
What are your plans? Are you going on a ship again? Or
no, I haven't got any plans at the moment. You know, I've been sort of I usually go around this time, you know.
It's certainly looking.
Yeah, well. I've still got swollen fingers, which I'm. I've needed as much physio on these as on the finger that was done. They just swelled up, and I don't know why, but I'm told it's not unusual.
Mm. Because of it being tinkering around, it must do a bit of...
And, but as I say, I still haven't got full use of those.
Are they coming?
Yes, they are. But I seem to have reached a stage where they're not progressing as much as I would like, you know. They're vastly improved. I mean, when I first had the plaster off, which was for 10 days, it was, I could not believe it, that these fingers were not going. But I'm told that that's quite usual.
Well, it's a very complicated bit of gear,
Yeah.
and it's been tinkered around
Yes,
with in a
but I think it's a combination of things. It's the fact that you've got your hand in plaster, so your fingers are not moving, and you lose muscle tone so quickly.
particularly with something which is otherwise
Yeah.
in almost continuous use,
Right.
perhaps not to very violent extents, but it's moving.
Yeah, that's right. So, to get to your question, I've sort of not been doing anything. I was hoping that I would be sort of fully fit round about now, and then if I saw something on teletext that was good, just butt off for a week or so. 'Cause I got one off teletext. Must have been 1990 now. For Tenerife, 4-star hotel, 7 days, East Midlands Airport, for £115, half board, the following day, which was fantastic. I mean, everything was good: the flight, the hotel, the weather.
And these are to fill up the exercise, the
Yes,
short term.
they were filling up the plane. Yeah. Filling up the plane and the hotel spaces that this particular company had. Yeah. You don't see many like that. I'm not expecting that again.
Well,
Especially East Midlands Airport. It's very seldom you see an East Midlands Airport bargain. But no, I shall.
Is that national advertised?
Yes.
So
So most of them are London Gatwick or Manchester. Most of them that are advertised are London Gatwick.
as it were, you turn up holidays. And you scroll through until you.
Yeah, well, they scroll through themselves. I mean, you have no control. On 352 is for one of the numbers, and there's probably been about 46 pages, which, you know, go. You have to wait. I mean, they just go through. I don't know, about 20 seconds, perhaps each
Oh, so
page.
there is time to.
Oh, and you can hold. If there's one comes up, you can hold it.
Oh, I see. Yes, and yes, that is quite.
You'd be interested in teletext. You must have a teletext set next time you have a set.
Well, yeah, I suspect you will, but.
I don't mean just for holidays.
No. It seems that an enormous number of people who have got it do find it useful, whether it is particularly important to an individual, depends on the individual again. I suspect most people would be only keeping an eye on the foreign exchange page, you know, when they were thinking about buying foreign
Yeah,
exchange program.
but I mean, there's the weather forecast, including the local weather forecast, that you can switch on any time, and news, of course. Lots and lots. It's amazing how much there is.
Do you get a teletext directory?
You.
Did you go through 351 before you got there?
Yeah, they. When you switch the teletext on, it comes on to 100. That's the thing, and on that 100, they'll give you news 102 or whatever it is, you know, and so on. But also 199 is the index of the whole lot.
And do you select CFAX or Oracle?
What you do, okay, one is BBC One. So if you put text on that obviously CFAX will come up. Now, you've got to go back to TV to get
to
3, and then you text for your Oracle.
It's very, very clever, isn't it?
It is very clever.
Is it two lines, the picture that have got the teletext data on them?
How do you mean?
Where is it? This information, which it must be transmitted.
Yes.
It must be transmitted on.
Yeah.
BBC One and...
It's on BBC One and BBC Two.
The same?
I think they are the same, but 3 and 4 are different. BBC Two, I think... 3 and 4 are different.
Channel
4.
4.
It's different to Oracle. It's different to Channel 3. I think they're probably both Oracle. In other words, what I'm saying is that there are different
page hundreds.
Yeah.
That you've got to look at.
Yes.
So you're.
But on your Oracle, channel 3199, what will be shown up on your index will be channel 3 and channel 4. So, and you will see that I don't know whether some are all the same, but they are different. In other words, what I'm saying is they're not on both channels.
So I don't know whether it's terribly reactionary to say that we really want one teletext. Your holidays, might they be coming up on CFAX?
No, it's all Oracle, yeah, because it's an advertisement. I mean, the people who are, it is being paid for by the people who are advertising.
Yeah, I think you'll find that when the colour. When BBC Two came along and all the aerials went to UHF, we went from a 405 line to a 625 line. And I think you'll find that now there are in fact 623 lines of television information, and there are two lines which are dedicated to carrying teletext. And I think that's where they are, because there's no sound, is there?
No, you get the sound of the program.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, so if you get the sound, if I Say I've got Oracle Channel 3 on, and I switch to text, I will still get the sound of the television program.
Which would be confusing.
Well, you can mute it if you want to, see. And you can mix it. You can have your, if you're watching a program, I've done this, if you're watching the program and you want to see what the weather forecast is, you can have that superimposed on your program. And the other thing...
Over the top.
Over the top.
Oh, I see.
And the other thing, which is good, supposing you're watching a program and there's a football match on and you're interested in the football, but you don't really want to keep, you know, switching to find out what the score is. I'm talking about teletext as opposed to a program. You press the update, and if something's happened, you know, they've changed, there's been a score, it'll come up while you're watching the program. It'll let you know that there's been something happening. It's amazing. Isn't that one? Is it? It's not your central heating, is it?
Ah, might be. It might be. Yes, that sounds like.
Yeah.
These things, and can you record?
No, I tried that the other day. No. You're talking about video?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're playing a tape back, which was recorded off air, what happens if you push the text button?
Don't know.
Because the data, you see, the two lines, I would have thought would have been recorded without you meaning
them. Well, let me say this. You know how some programs you can have... you may not know. Excuse me. There are certain programs which you can put in 888 and you get captions.
Yes. If that's available.
If it's available.
Yes.
Now, if you record that program and then on video and then play it back, you can't put in 888 and get it.
I don't know, as I say, it seems to me to be an incredibly clever...
You would enjoy it.
The television, of course, is infernally clever. I mean, there's no doubt that the microchips that... takes away the teletext information, stores it, and then spits up whatever you ask for is 2 or 3p now, I suppose, and therefore the television manufacturer charges £100 to put it in.
Mm.
You're quite. Hooked on it.
Oh, well, yes, I wouldn't like to be without it now. Definitely not.
And is there much difference between CFAX and Oracle?
Well,
I mean, they look more or less the same.
yeah, I mean, the news is very similar, of course.
Presumably that's syndicated. Or is it? No, I presume it isn't actually, come to think of it. BBC will do their own, and ITV will do their
Oh,
own.
yes, that's definitely their own, yes. Yeah. So I'm a bit of a news hand, so I look at both, of course, see what's what. I'm not saying the headlines, you see, so I will select the headline I'm interested in. And then it'll come up, I'll put in 102 is the headline for CFAX, for instance, and then the stories will be from 103 to about 115 or something like that, you see. So if I'm interested in George Bush's illness, and that's 104, I'll put in 104 and then that will come up on the screen.
So presumably, what bank are you with?
What? I'm with Barclays.
I suspect they're antediluvian and backward, totally ignorable. If you're with a National Westminster, you know about these cash tills that you put a card in.
Yeah.
Ask you questions. It's obviously on the telephone because you can ask what the balance is and it will tell you, and it can't possibly know that. And Cleethorpes, when you put the card in the Cleethorpes thing, that your bank balance in Nottingham is. So it's obviously on the telephone, and it's on the telephone to a central computer that holds quite a lot of information and
Quite.
accesses it very, very quickly.
That's right, yeah.
So, why shouldn't you telephone that computer? And the answer is no reason at all. And if you're with National Westminster, you telephone a number in Manchester or Birmingham or two or three other places, I guess, but as far as we're concerned, the Birmingham, Manchester ones are the cheapest. You ring them up, you give them your identification number, and it immediately tells you what your balance is. Immediately. What do you want to do? Well, of course, a whole range of things. You can order, checkbooks and bank statements. You can do all sorts of things you can do with the till in the wall.
Yeah.
But you can also say, I want transaction two. And the machine then comes back to you with one of these sepulchral voices, which is tone
Yes.
generated or whatever. Who do you wish to pay to? And we have four, electricity board, the gas board, the credit card, and I can't remember what the fourth one is. You simply say, I want to pay number four. How much do you wish to pay to the Royal Bank of Scotland? And you say how much you wish to pay in pence, and it immediately says you wish to pay. It will be done. A couple of days later, a little note comes to the post saying we just paid Royal National Bank of Scotland £23.30. It's absolutely brilliant. Barclays haven't got one yet.
Well, I think not, because I would have heard. I mean, obviously they would have.
Well, NatWest have been a bit quiet about Action 9, because they haven't quite got all the firmware sorted out yet. It's absolutely fantastic. It's just ring them up. Because if you've got a tone telephone or a pulse telephone, it's probably a
I've got
switch.
several.
Well, probably on the back, you can select whether it sends a number by pulse, and you can tell actually it was really you dial.
Well, the old dial was pulse,
the twiddle dial.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
But some push button telephones send one as one pulse and two as two pulses.
Yes.
Whereas others send whilst one as a beep and two as a boop.
I think mine are the pulse type.
Well, usually modern telephones have got a switch on the back and you can switch them to pulse or tone.
I don't think mine are.
One of those four switches across the top is pulse tone.
Oh yeah, I see that.
But we one of ours is on tones now, and you can tell the diff- you can tell